The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
You know how here in Singapore especially, we tend to look at life with a lot of milestones, and when you reach a certain age, you're kind of on the lookout for when you're going to get married, and even after that, you're looking at getting ready for parenthood, that sort of thing. Well, thanks to technology, you probably do your research online if you're looking for a wedding venue or top 10 things for a dad or a mom to take note of before they become a dad or a mom. Well, to make things easier for all of us going through such a phase, Tien.com provides comprehensive online platforms for all their wedding and parenting needs. Now, in case you didn't know, Tien.com is a Singapore company who's behind Singapore Brides and Singapore Motherhood. So why did Tien.com decide to focus on wedding and parenting needs? And what is Tien.com doing to keep up with the times? Well, in the studio with me this morning is Ng Chin Ling, founder and CEO of Tien.com. Chin Ling, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
You're most welcome. Tell us a little bit about Tien.com. I mean, what's the origin story and why did you pick the name Tien.com?
Okay. I started in year 2000. Okay, the idea of starting SingaporeBrides.com was inspired by when I was planning for my wedding. And then I had to visit various hotels physically to get the wedding packages.
Right. Yeah, and the wedding, the food tasting and all that. You got to bring your parents down.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
And at that time, we also have to get the wedding packages through faxes. Yeah.
Oh, way back then.
Yes. And I just realized that each wedding planning killed a lot of trees. So I thought that by putting wedding packages and the information online, it would be more convenient for couples.
Okay.
Yeah. And then why the name Tien.com? Okay, the word Tien in the Chinese word is formed by the two characters, two people.
Okay.
Yeah. So wedding is about two people.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and then I also hope that in future I can do anything under the sky.
Mm.
So Tien is
translation for sky.
Yes.
Right.
Correct. So it started from about two people and then can progress to anything under the sky.
Mm. Yeah. Not because while you're planning a wedding, you're so stressed that you say, what a Tien now. Oh my God.
Well, it's possible.
Yes. Okay, help me out here. What were some of the challenges you faced? Because you're talking about a time where, you know, faxing wedding packages, people are still used to doing things in that particular way and you're putting it all online. What were some of the challenges you faced?
Oh my goodness. I mean, during that time, I really did not know what I was getting into.
Mm.
I thought it was a very good idea to put information online, but it wasn't easy. So when I started that time, many wedding service providers, they don't even have emails. They don't have computers. Oh. They don't have internet service providers.
And remind us of the year again?
Year 2000.
This is not too long ago if you think about it.
Yeah.
A lot of schools were starting to come with the big monitor speakers, monitors, computer monitors. They were sending a lot of the kids to have all these computer literacy programs in that sense.
Yes.
It's still very new. I remember this.
Yes. So for some of the wedding service providers, I actually had to help them DIY PCs.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I have to apply internet service for them.
Hmm.
Fortunately, at that time, there was a StarHub serve for free plan.
Okay.
Yeah. So I helped them register, start up an account and help them register Hotmail account.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I still have a Hotmail account. Don't tell anyone, please. But how did your friends, your family, how did they react to this? I mean, today, if you tell me the story, I'm thinking, yeah, but the wedding industry, wedding planning is a huge industry. You can make a lot of money from there. But back then, how did they react?
My mom was worried, but she was supportive.
Okay.
Truth be told, on my third year, it reached a point in time whereby when I only had a few hundred dollars left in my bank account.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like, I was thinking, I think this is it. I think I need to start looking for a job.
Yeah, that's why you say Tianjiu, or heaven save me, right?
Yeah. And then, by stroke of luck, and then things started turning.
Okay.
And then I started having more clients. More advertisers.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Tell me about the business model. How does it work? How does Tien.com make money?
Wedding service providers, they pay an advertising fee to promote their services in my platform.
Mm-hmm.
So we help to create a brand page for them. We write articles about them. And then we promote their services. They can announce their promotion. and things like that.
Okay. And if you could share with us some viewership numbers or visitorship numbers on Tian.com, how have you evolved? What are you looking at now?
Currently, we have about 600,000 page views per month in Singapore Brides, okay, and also about 600,000 page views per month for Singapore Motherhood. I started as a one-man operation, actually. Mm. Yeah, now we have a team of 14 staff. And then we have moved from online to offline. This year, we organized the biggest wedding fair in Singapore. Okay. Okay. It had 775 vendors. Yeah, so we are not just focusing on online now. We are moving towards organizing wedding fair, meeting people offline as well.
In the studio with me this morning is Ng Chin Leng, founder and CEO of Tian.com. Tian.com, over the years, apart from evolution, it's also expanded. Apart from going offline, what else has it done in terms of expansion? Or what else are you looking at?
Okay, and then in year 2005, we also started Singapore Motherhood. And then the plan will be, we will be introducing a marketplace whereby we are moving towards e-commerce.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan for the coming year.
Okay.
Yeah.
What can we get on e-commerce?
E-commerce, okay. Currently, a lot of the, for wedding service, for example,
sure,
many items, you still have to visit the vendors physically to purchase items. We hope to bring those services to make it so you can purchase it online.
Sure.
And then for Singapore Motherhood, we hope to be able to sell parenting items.
Right.
Yeah.
So parenting items, I think even with the wedding ones, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're talking even some of the more traditional things that you need to buy, like
yes,
certain baskets where you put the,
yes,
the dowry and whatnot. All right. What would you consider the secret to Tian.com's success?
Oh, wow. Okay. A great part of success is thanks to my awesome team. They have been with me. Many of them have been working with me for 5 years and more. And I have some of my team members coming up to working with me for 10 years already. Yeah. So it's with their support that I'm able to be where I am today.
It's true. Support's very important, you know, especially during the early part where there's a lot of challenges. You mentioned earlier the early challenges you faced were, you know, going to these hotel providers or you know, these wedding providers and setting up computers for them. People not quite catching on to the whole putting everything from offline to online. Fast forward today, 2019, what challenges does Tian.com have to face?
There are many options, many things fighting for readers' attention these days.
Mm-hmm.
There are Netflix, there are online video, there's YouTube, there's social media. So we are all fighting for everyone's attention these days.
Yeah.
So what we plan to do is by providing unique and relevant solution information to help the wedding couples plan their wedding.
Yeah, you can have an independent, just a one-man show like how you started off,
yes,
with a good social media following, Instagram or Facebook, and they can start giving advice. How do you combat social media? Because it spreads so fast.
By having information, by having more content, because there are certain information whereby it's difficult for one person to provide. For example, we collate the database, we make it sortable, so that needs technical development. And then we also provide lookbook shoot for our bridal boutique vendors so that we can put their wedding gowns online for couples to see.
I want to take you back in time a little bit, and this is in relevance to what we're seeing now. Talk of an economic slowdown.
Okay.
Talk of a potential recession. Now, if you were founded in the year 2000, that would mean you went through global financial crisis. Do you remember back then, was there a slowdown in people getting married? How did you conquer the years 2008 to 2010?
2008, that time, yes, there was a slowdown and business was bad for many wedding service providers.
Right.
So for us, we cut down on our expenses, but we increased and improved our services for our vendors by... That's actually when we started Lookbook Shoot for our vendors, actually.
Okay, so diversifying in that sense.
Helping them to create more awareness for our vendors.
Okay.
Yeah.
And right now, since the start of the year, are you seeing a slowdown? Are you prepared for a potential slowdown?
Yes, we definitely see a slowdown, and then we are prepared. That is partly the reason why we have expanded to organize the Singapore Wedding Fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But people like Singaporeans tend to be quite innovative when it comes to weddings. gone are the traditional days where you book out a hotel ballroom, 100 tables or 50 tables. Now people do it in restaurants at a lower cost, at a more enjoyable sort of environment. How do you guys cope with that?
There are actually still a lot of couples booking hotel as their venue. Some of the weddings actually have gotten bigger.
It was the parents' pressure.
Like. And there are also couples who are willing to spend more. They spend, these days, a lot of the wedding very more stylish and more decorated. They actually get wedding stylists to decorate the venue.
Okay.
Yeah, gone are the days whereby it's just the cookie cutter, standard wedding decoration now.
It's a lot more of a theme look these
days, correct.
Right?
Yes,
okay, I suppose that's quite exciting. Ng Chin Ling, founder and CEO of Tien.com, in the studio with me. What would you say to an aspiring entrepreneur right now, a risk taker like yourself? What advice would you have for them?
Whoa, grit. And don't give up.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
That's the hardest.
It will be difficult. There will be dark days, but you can overcome it.
Nice. And what's the future of Tien.com? What are you planning next? Have you considered selling your company, perhaps?
Okay. Next year is actually our 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
So I think the future for our company is bright and it's going to be exciting. And then the fund is still getting started.
All right. Ng Chin Ling, founder and CEO of Tien.com, in the studio with me. Chin Ling, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.